We are starting Maseches Moed Katan. This Maseches deals with two topics, two types of Moed. One Moed, a happy Moed, which is Chol Moed, and the second type of Moed, which is a sad Moed, which is Avelis. The first two program are going to be talking about Halachas of Chol Moed. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. So Isa Doraisa to do Malachas on Chol Moed. The Gemara, the Mishnah, and Pirkei Avos says Hamavazes Hamoed Does Ein Lo Chelak Lo'olam Haba. It's a very severe thing, and a person should make sure he gets a very clear Halachic Psak before he does regular malachas and chol hamoed. Kamuvan, and chol hamoed, oichel nefesh is permitted because it's not worse than yontif itself. More than that, anything which, not anything, we will see there's certain exceptions to the rules which are, it's not across the board. For example, tzoy chamoed, not everything is permitted just because you need it for yontif. Davar ovid, if you're going to take a loss, is a certain type of heter. Also, not everything is mutter, and you have to ask competent rabbinical authority to clarify what is mutter and what is not. So, mashkin beis hashlochim. Beis hashlochim means a field that needs to be watered, and you started watering it before yontif, and if you're not going to water it, then everything's going to dry out. So, therefore, it's permitted. B'moyed u'b'shvias. And cholomoyed, and also on shmita, you're allowed to do it, prevent from the field from dying out. Beid mimayin sheyotze mitchila, beid mimayin shelo yotze mitchila. You're allowed to use a waterway that was already there, that just started to be used now. Yeah, the chiddush over here is that a new one, there's a chash that you may have to adjust it, may have to fix it, and therefore don't use it at all. Now we say since it's a dabra of it, you don't have to be chayshish that maybe you're going to have to fix it. So here's a tremendous chiddush. We're saying this field, this echshash, that you're going to take a loss. It is a certain level of it. Even so, we do not permit everything. A certain amount of tichur we permit using the regular irrigation system. But if you have to go from a mega shaman, which means you have to go to a cistern and draw the water and actually make that whole tichur of watering it, that is also mekilo and is also also a deep pit of water that collected over there. This is all us. Vein oisim ugiyos lagifonim. A person is not allowed to make a ditch around his grapevines. They made this ditch so that when the rains come, it will fill up with water. This is also considered tircha, which is not so necessary. So once again, we see from here that even though there's a certain level of davar avod, we do not necessarily permit every tircha in the world.